When you look at how people manage patients based on the T790 results, I think it was kind of interesting. If they're T790 positive, it's pretty straightforward. Everybody uses osimertinib. But what's interesting has been the T790 negative. And in spite of the fact that in general, what we saw with this survey was, as you were talking about before, kind of a delay in using or sequencing a checkpoint inhibitor in patients, particularly with the five driver mutations that, you know, really are getting a benefit from targeted therapy, the idea of less mutational load, et cetera, et cetera. But interestingly, in the T790 situation, there's a little bit of a difference about how they approach treatment based on the TPS score. So when we said if it was 10% or, you know, sort of on the low side, most people were just chemotherapy plus or minus a biologic. But we bumped up the TPS score to over 50%. Still, most people are using chemo and biologic, but now we're seeing about a quarter of the docs start to bring in checkpoint inhibitor, specifically in combination with chemotherapy. Any thoughts about that?
I think to see them use chemotherapy in combination with a checkpoint inhibitor in those patients who have a high TPS, and in the patients with high TPS who don't have EGFR mutations, they never recommend the combination, right? If you look at the data for patients who have TPS of 60% without a driver, 100% virtually give pembrolizumab alone. In contrast, for those patients, TPS 60% with EGFR mutations, nobody's still recommending pembrolizumab alone, but some are giving chemo plus pembrolizumab.
Well,
they're hedging their bet.
I should say 8% actually give a checkpoint inhibitor alone, so much less than the combination, but not zero.
Right. And I think it's indicative that people really aren't having a high degree of faith that patients are going to respond to immunotherapy. But that said, I think when we have patients in front of us, if they have a very minimally symptomatic or asymptomatic progression and you feel like you need to change therapy and the patient really wants to try immunotherapy, sometimes it's hard to convince them otherwise. And one of the best ways to help everybody agree is to try a short course and do 6 weeks worth of immunotherapy and see how the patient does. As long as the patient doesn't have a lot of symptoms and you have a little room, I think particularly for patients with EGFR mutant lung cancer, they're often a bit slower growing, it's reasonable to give them a try on immunotherapy.